In today's topsy-turvy economy, who are the winners and losers? I'm Jeff Colvin of Fortune Magazine with the Fortune Business Update. Inflation is high, but so are wages. Stocks are way down this year, but they're still much higher than they were in 2020. It's an unusual time, but a few winners and losers are clear. The big winners are homeowners and job hoppers. The record housing boom has boosted home values to unheard-of levels, and the labor shortage has enabled job applicants to get higher wages and more benefits. The main losers are renters, the poor, and the rich. Rents have rocketed just as home values have, while inflation at 40-year highs is especially painful for those living on low incomes. And the rich? The plunge in stock prices has left them not quite so rich. The world's 500 richest people have lost $1 trillion of wealth so far this year. I'm Jeff Colvin.